Hour number two here, Keith Murphy, Andy Fales, and the Drake men's basketball team has hired a new coach, Darren DeVries, and we are happy to have join us Greg McDermott, the head coach at Creighton, who is kind enough to call us here today. Coach, it's good to reconnect. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you guys?
We're doing well, and it's nice of you to call in, and you would know Darren DeVries more than just about anybody here as far as what makes him potentially a good fit at Drake and a good head coach at Drake. What do you think about Darren as a head coach?
Well, you know, he's been incredibly loyal to Creighton University. You know, he's been here 20 years and worked for Coach Altman, you know, before I made the decision to keep him on my staff. And he's been terrific. You know, he recruited Justin Patton, who's now in the NBA, Kyrie Thomas, who's got an opportunity to go to the NBA this year. So he's a great relationship guy. And then once he gets guys on campus, he's able to develop them. He's a terrific coach, great X and O guy. And, you know, approaches practice every day with a tremendous amount of energy and enthusiasm. And, I think guys are going to love playing for him. And he's also done a terrific job in the Omaha community. I think he'll be able to, you know, the Drake community and the Des Moines community, I think he's going to be able to unite them and really bring something special to Drake.
Has he wanted to be a head coach for a while?
But only in the right situation. You know, I've had some contacts both at, you know, at some different Summit League schools that have opened the last 5 years, and you know, he could have had opportunities to interview, and he chose not to because his family really liked Omaha, and Darren's not a guy that comes to work every day trying to map out how he's going to get his next job. He comes to work every day and does his job, and there were only a few jobs that I think he would leave Creighton for, and certainly Drake was one of them that he's, you know, I think this is the third time he's pursued it in the last 4 or 5 years. So he always saw great potential in Drake. And I think he certainly understands the recruiting landscape, in the state of Iowa, but in the Midwest as well. And I think fully recognizes the type of guys you have to get to Drake to be successful in the Valley.
Greg McDermott knows the Missouri Valley. You know Drake. What do you think is the most important factor in a coach succeeding and then keeping it rolling?
Well, you know, I go back to what Dr. Tom did when he was there, and then, you know, Keno was only there for 1 year. But, I just thought Coach Davis did an incredible job of, you know, the community was really excited about him and his style of play and the brand of basketball. And I think that got him in the Knapp Center. And then once they got there, they liked the product that they saw. It was enjoyable basketball. It was fun to watch. Guys competed their tails off. And I think he can get back to that. I think there'll certainly be some local flavor to his team, but he's also going to recruit the right guys that are, you know, they're good enough athletes to compete in the Missouri Valley Conference. So, you know, I think that's the first step, is getting people on board, both in the campus community and in Des Moines. And obviously we've been able to do that at Creighton. And I think he certainly understands how that needs to be done.
Coach, I think Drake would like to be like Creighton in its relationship with the city. Outside of you just winning a lot of basketball games and people liking that about you, what has Creighton done to connect with the city of Omaha that you think is something that Drake could kind of copy here with Des Moines?
Well, you know, I think as coaches and as administrators, you know, I think sometimes you have to do things that you don't have to do. And, you know, we get pulled a lot of different directions in our role, and there's a lot of people that need us to, you know, speak at some noon luncheon or come to school and read to the kids. And, you know, you have to do those sorts of things to connect with the community, so the community wants to support you, not just when times are great, but when times are tough as well. So, you know, we feel like we have a responsibility to the Omaha community. They have supported us so well, and you know, we have to give back. There's not really a choice in the matter. It's our responsibility to do it. So, you know, we have a great relationship with our community and our fan base, and Darren, in the 20 years that he's been here, has certainly worked hard to foster a lot of those relationships and understands how it has to happen in Des Moines. And stability certainly helps. You know, we've had two coaches in 24 years. at Creighton, and Bruce Rasmussen's been our AD for 30 some years. So I think when you have that kind of continuity, that's probably where it starts.
What was it about Darren DeVries when you took over there that you decided to keep him on your staff?
I've known Darren since high school. I recruited him a little when he was in high school, so I've known his family. But he actually recruited Doug when Doug was in high school. And, you know, it's no secret, Doug's final three schools at the time were Northern Iowa, Central Florida, and Creighton. Those were the three schools that he ended up taking official visits to. And at the time, Creighton didn't have a scholarship. And Darren did such a thorough job of recruiting Doug and building a relationship with Doug and was completely upfront and honest about any question that not only Doug had, but I had. And when you're recruiting another college coach's son, obviously none of the BS is going to work. So you better be honest and upfront. And Doug chose to take an official visit to Creighton, even though they didn't have a scholarship at the time. So, you know, that's why I decided to keep him, because I saw how passionate he was about recruiting. You could tell that his values and his moral compass was really good. And then as I was around him, you know, the guy's just, you know, he's full of energy and is a great basketball mind. And I've given him more and more responsibility, you know, each year. And obviously his recruiting success speaks for itself. You know, we're about to have our third potential first round draft pick in the last 5 years. He had a strong connection to recruiting all those guys.
Greg, when you were at Northern Iowa, you had such a reputation for finding these players out of the state of Iowa that for some reason or another, no one could ever come up with a good reason why Iowa or Iowa State overlooked these guys. You turned them into fantastic college players. Do you see Darren as being the type of coach who will look for those types of players to bring to Drake?
I don't think there's any question, and he's got a great eye for talent and recruiting, and can really look into the future a couple of years when he's watching a sophomore and junior in high school and project in his mind where they could be as a sophomore in college, because that's really what you're trying to do, and it's certainly not an exact science, but he's got a great eye for it. And as I mentioned earlier, once he gets them on campus, he's committed to development, and you know that's really what we've hung our hat on at Creighton. Is, you know, we may not have the highest ranked recruiting class every year, but we're fighting to be in the top two or three, four in the Big East every year because our guys get better. And Darren, and I've called him Darren more in this interview than I have in 8 years. We call him D-Rock here. So it's, he's great at teaching the game, and I think that's exactly what he'll do. I think he'll really stormtroop the Midwest and within a 4 or 5 hour radius of the Drake campus, try to get the majority of his team from there. And then if you have to go outside to get a guy on occasion because of a relationship, he can do that. But he'll bring in guys that appreciate and want to be at Drake as much as he does.
Coach, we've always known you to be such a nice guy and a considerate person, and this proves it again, dropping what you're doing and calling in here to share with us about Darren DeVries, and I have no doubt that your words mean a lot to many of the Drake fans and basketball fans listening, and we appreciate that very much. Thank you, Coach.
You bet. Anytime, guys.